Psalm 138, I will praise you with my whole heart. So in other words, we're not just to give a little bit of our heart to God and have God as a kind of a hobby that we're sort of involved in when we get the mood for it or just every now and again. If God loves us, as we know he does, and we are going to live forever in his kingdom, then this takes up our whole heart. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you've magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth will praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. So it's talking a lot about the power of God's word, that he's exalted his word, even above his name. And when the kings of the earth hear his words, they will praise you. When they hear the words of your mouth, yes, they will sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. So then, God's word reflects his glory. And you can see the huge importance of reading the Bible, because the Bible is God's word. And according to our attitude to God's word, we really show our attitude to God. If, for example, we're talking to someone and they're playing on their phone or they're looking out the window or they're talking to someone else, not really listening, well, that shows their attitude to us. And so our attitude to the Bible, our attitude to God's word, reveals our attitude to him. Although the Lord is so high, yet he has respect to the lowly, but the proud he knows far off. So although God is, of course, so much greater than us, he's particularly interested in the low and humble people who are on the earth. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand will save me. The Lord will bring to completion that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Don't forsake the works of your own hands. So then God has got a plan for us, and Paul speaks about this in Philippians, where he says that he who has begun a good work in us will complete it, and he will complete it in the day of Jesus. That is when Jesus comes back. We're resurrected, we come to the day of judgment, and then in his grace we are given eternal life. So this is the program and the plan that God has for us, and he is going to see it through to the end.